This last item really is to maybe think about the meeting we just had today, and I think maybe what we should do is just kind of run through it and see if there are things out of any of the items where there's an additional, we want something that we didn't, or that we're either clear in a way it would be good to do this maybe in the future with those who presented, to see if they're clear on next steps. I think today is going to, my guess is that it'll be pretty straightforward, but I'd start with, just raise the issue. We had one person public comment and raise the question whether there's something out of that that we want the staff to follow up on. And if somebody doesn't think that, or a couple of people don't, then I would guess there's not so much for us to pursue. So,
this is the B&B fire.
Yes, the B&B fire. Okay. We had a board work plan discussion, which we approved, and we're going to get more on that. I mean, we already set up a follow-up mechanism as we did that. So,
yeah. The only thing I have to add on that is, obviously, as soon as the legislative session ends, we will know whether or not anybody shows back and does any business. And I assume that they're unlikely to come back and do any business. And as a result, there may be some adjustments to the work plan that we want to get on right away rather than down the road a little bit.
So,
I don't know. It just kind of depends.
So we would want probably at least in State Forester's
comments. Yeah.
At the next meeting, because that will be post-legislative session.
Yeah, because there's a lot of potential decisions that could be made if they were there doing business. If they're not there doing business, it's kind of a so now what.
Right. Yeah, and I think that I will be contacting you probably before that with some sort of email around that, because there will be critical potential financial consequences, and I'll be probably focused on that pretty heavily, given that the general fund is running out.
I think the
more interesting part of that is, I only became aware of it, maybe 2 days before signing. Right. And I only became aware of it because there was an expectation that the Department of Forestry was going to do a number of things in that MOU. And Nick Blauser wanted to make sure that I could do them. And so, and there was a reason for that. I think that's why it was successful. And you could get all huffy about not being included, but that's what would take it. And so it really is a process that I can talk to the, key principals and see how they want to interact, but it's more of a,
But in this question, relative to the agenda item where we approved our work plan, I think it'd be good to have a sooner rather than later check in to see if we need to revisit and make any modifications.
And if they do pass it, then we will start working on those modifications, and I'll let you know.
But we would get a post-legislative
report.
Would touch on that. Another item, we approved the legislative concepts to be submitted. And the next step is, really it's in the court of the governor's office and the Department of Administrative Services what to do with that. But, we will already get some feedback on that. We don't need follow up, I don't believe, on the Forest Practices Operator of the Year awards. I think it was a nice event. It's a good thing to do. FTLAC, we didn't have FTLAC testimony. We had a county commissioner, clarify his perspective on some of the issues that we're dealing with. I don't see a But if somebody has an idea about that, I think the smoke management presentation was really good work, and we will continue to get feedback as to how that's going. Is there anything on that one that somebody would?
There's the
smoke management.
I think we're expecting the follow-up that they said they were going to give us.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the one thing they didn't talk about is, are they coming back? Is this, you want another, that was one thing we didn't resolve, is there an expectation they come back in year two?
Yes.
Was that clear in the first decision that it would become an annual reporting?
I think so. I mean, I think we want to know how it
continues to evolve.
This is, I mean, especially the local partnership part of this is continuing to develop.
So,
great.
Prescribed burning increased 10%, and most of that sounds like proof that it is prescribed burning for wildfire risk reduction, not wild burning. And there were six intrusions, none of which violated the Clean Air Act's 24-hour standard, which is what I was told. But there, as we also heard, there are implications as well. And so understanding if this continues to increase as a tool, are we able to manage it, minimize intrusions and mitigate the effects? I think that's what we asked when the rules were passed, that we were going to continue to monitor that and ensure that the tools we provided in this community response plan was working, so that we don't see an increase in public health effects from this rule.
Great. So I will, we will make adjustments for the
end.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much, it's still
fluid
in its almost embryonic stage, and I think we should stay on it.
And we've got one community response plan. We've got a number of them in process, and, you know, it'd be nice just to get an update.
On the private forest water quality, we're getting quarterly reports on that. I think we'd want to know, if things started to, if we thought the timeline was going to run into trouble, I think that's something we'd want to know about very quickly. I thought that was really helpful, report. Fire finance update, we are going to have the consulting firm come in and provide their recommendations to us. So I think we have.
Can you skip the Merrillette?
Oh, yeah.
We
already are going to have them come back, yeah.
There was a request in the public testimony.
Yes, there was from.
Or to have have a session on the protocol. Is there a follow-up on that?
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, I think it is a good idea.
I think it's a good idea, too. I think the Pacific Seabird group, some representative of that should come in, but I think it would be helpful to have that group testify at the same time that either Matt or Jim or one of the other team members does, because their data are suggesting that maybe the techniques that have been used in the past might not be as good as they could be.
Yeah.
So I think having both perspectives there
at the same time.
Nick's a member of the Pacific Seabird group.
There's the Pacific Seabird group, and then there's a subcommittee that's looking at the stats for using those data. And so I agree, it'd be great to have that subcommittee here as well. Mm-hmm. And there's some cross-pollination of something happening there among all those
groups. I think it would be helpful, or a good idea, to have somebody get back to Fran, who appeared, and say, this is what we're planning to do.
Okay, do you know Fran?
I imagine there's a little show
up. I will make a note. So Marble Murlet, So you just adopt your work plans and you're changing them already. Way to go. No, that's good. It's actually, that may be with private force.
Okay. I'll work with Ned. We'll work with Courtney. And Brandon, just to follow up there, you're thinking kind of all happen around the same time. I think if you get different perspectives at the same time, then there might be a conversation among them which would help clarify. So, yeah, I agree. I think that's good. All right, anything else for the good of the order today?
No, I just, I mean, the only thing, I appreciate that you did the fire finance update. I think it was a very good presentation. I think it was important. And I look forward to hearing more about how we're catching up and fixing systems and being ready for large fire seasons.
Yep, thanks.
To the MOU. Peter, I heard you at one point say that, that if it did get through the legislature, that you would want to do some sort of ceremony or something to honor and bring in here as many of the principals as we could. And so I would just say, myself, if and I hope it's I hope it happens, and if it does happen, I would love to see something like that happen in our next meeting or when appropriate, and maybe we'll, you guys could prepare a proclamation or something that would be, and we could adopt that at that time. I'm assuming everybody would be on board with that idea in that case.
So just to be clear, if they do, if it does go through, the MOU commits them to coming to the board to tell you some things. So I think then the question is just when do we put them in? And if it had happened prior to this meeting, I was going to put them in state foresters time, which I think is the most flexible. Just, I think it's important enough to where we would invite them up. And so I will add the proclamation bit.
And I guess if it doesn't go through with such a monumental step that was taken, I'd like to hear sort of what plan B is, so that we can take advantage of the agreements that have been reached. And is there anything that the board can or should do to help facilitate that agreement going forward to produce something?
That
momentum not being lost.
I don't know how to answer that question.
Well, I think it's a governor's office.
Yeah. Discussed right now, but it's with the governor's office.
But that's something sort of follow up in future. As Plan B becomes
beyond,
I want to hear what we can support it.
Beyond a comment from the group about the agreement and the plans, it is and I don't know. I'm just throwing this out because may not be constructive to the idea that's been that was designed, but. Is there value for a board member to be a liaison to that process or not?
I don't know. I literally don't know. It was a process that was led, I think primarily by Nick Blauser, the chief of staff of the governor's office. And it was, I think it, the, you know, the way it was characterized to me was that the governor really stepped up and provided leadership, and she said, I want a solution to this. And so I imagine there are conversations going on right now, depending on what their expectation is for the legislative session. So it's sort of one of those things I don't, you know, you just kind of, hey, wait, I want into the party, you know.
Well, the reason I was asking, again, this sort of our role, right, our role,
yep.
Policy and governance, and this is touching on serious parts of the role of this board, and I applaud this. I mean, this is better than the trench warfare that we've been experiencing for a long time, and I certainly don't want to disrupt that, but I'm just curious, is there a way to link?
I mean, one thing I do think that this is one that this couldn't have been done without, you know, gubernatorial involvement. And I think there was leadership from the groups that got involved in this to participate in that. When you're talking about ballot measures in an effort basically to take them, not do them, it's an inherently political process. We don't take positions. We don't get involved in ballot measures and that sort of thing. So, I mean, I think I would.
Well, that's why I was suggesting more like liaison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of, you know, like you're doing, doing here, right?
He's
not participating.
No, and I mean, and there, we are and need to be. I mean, because there are pieces of it that are very relevant. ICS is helping to implement and understanding what that responsibility is, depending on what happens or what doesn't happen.
That would be just important that we have here. If we're not, right?
Yeah, and I just really don't know the answer, but it, you know, I will, the next opportunity to talk to the governor's office, I will put that out. I think I hear what you're saying, and you know, what I'm really, is there a way the board can support this process is what I'm hearing.
I think that's
sort of back to your invite to the party analogy. I don't necessarily want to be invited to the party, but if there's some snacks I could bring to keep the party going, I'd be happy to.
I like Mill's suggestion, and I would encourage you to ask, have the governor, Nick, or someone ask the principals in this group how the board can help support them and whether a liaison might be helpful.
Okay. Now are we?
I think we are.
Thanks.
So was this 15 minutes, last 15 minutes useful?
I think it's
very.
Yeah, great, thanks.
And I really liked the way we did it going through the agenda. I thought that caught a couple of things we might not otherwise remember.
Thanks.